Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The one thing I'll say right now to people listening to this, a real person, a real alpha, a real go-getter, they ain't saying shit about nobody.
Correct.
That's why you will never, ever hear me dropping somebody's name, running my mouth about somebody. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you're going through. I didn't wear the shoes you wore when you were a kid. I didn't grow up in your fucked up house. I didn't have your fucked up family. I don't know shit about you. So guess what I do? Shut the fuck up. Because real men don't say shit. Because first of all, we're too busy trying to grind and be better.
Correct.
Second of all, unless we know what we know, we shut our fucking mouths. But nowadays, there's not many real men who live by that creed of like, you know, if you're on social media running your fucking mouth and shit, you're just a bitch.
Correct.
You're honestly, and that's not me trying to be some after school special shit. You really are a bitch. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man.
When your mind, this is this whole 40% rule shit I talk about all the time that I made up a long time ago. I started making it up through pain.
Tell them what that is, where you go.
So basically the 40% rule is I am a strong believer that we quit. Because why? How the fuck does a 297-pound cockroach guy who quit on everything is now considered one of the baddest men on the planet? Mm-hmm. How is that possible? Mm-hmm. It means I had to change one thing, my mindset. Mm. So there's no way in hell that was in me, but that was. That guy was in me. Mm. When that guy came down here and said, hey, guess what, man? You're a fat ass, but I'm gonna now make you a badass. I'm gonna miracle this shit to be a badass. No, it was in me. I had to believe and make that belief work. Mm. And through hard work, I did that. Mm. So the 40% rule is like we have like a car. Some cars have a governor on it. Mm-hmm. And when you get to like 92 miles an hour, that car will start doing this because it can't go any faster. Mm-hmm. Those cars that don't have governors on it, like a fast ass, whatever, Porsche or whatever, that motherfucker can bury it, gone. Mm-hmm. We have that ability in us, but we have put this governor on our minds. And you have to, the factory that put the governor on that car, the factory is now you. Ooh. That put that shit on your fucking mind. You gotta take that motherfucker off. Ooh. Until you take it off, you're gonna constantly get to 92 miles an hour and do this. Because you ain't gonna go faster. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you might even go slower. So basically, I started realizing this through my life, through going through all these times. Every day I walk this earth and I see average all over the place. And they wanna ask me, how did you do it? I can't tell you how, because you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it. You're going to continue being out because every day you wake up, like he says, like, get the coffee, make the pancakes, kiss the girl, kiss the kids. You wake up, right to work. Immediately your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad. When you're laying there in your fucking bed and you're in the hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't fucking do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. I don't feel empty. So call me what you want. There's not one empty bone in my fucking body. Because I have figured out that really the magic potion, at least to my life, and it's very rewarding. And every day, I'm set back. So this is what I would tell your boy. This is exactly what I tell them. Every day you wake up, you're going to probably be set back for the first 4 weeks before you lose to significant weight because of the mind is going to be fucking with you the whole time. There's no dopamine. There's no dopamine in there at 300 pounds. You got nothing. Your hormones are shot. You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed. And you have to create it. It has to be false. Because you're not it. You're a fat piece of shit. And that's the reality of it. So you have to create a false reality to live in that just to get to work on yourself. That's the reality. So attacking is not like, oh, I want to win this or win that or be the best. The best is I'm running against myself and everything I do. And that's what I attack. I attack myself. I'm always questioning myself. I'm always holding myself accountable. And discipline's good too. But without a clear headspace, there's no discipline.
What do you mean?
So let's say we have a circuit breaker, okay? And I'm loading everything up to one fucking circuit. Just load it up. It's gonna fucking blow. And once that thing blows, man, the circuit's all fucked up. You gotta have each thing plugged into the right spot, like a fucking crowded garage. You can't put anything in it. Once your brain is crowded, discipline is great. Motivation is great. But if you can't fit shit in your brain because it's all fucking cluttered with shit, there's no discipline. You may have it sometimes when it fits in that crowded garage of your mind, but you don't have the consistency that you need to have with that discipline. The motivation when people are losing, all these people who come out here and talk about how great they are, and I see it all the time, it makes me sick, man. Get real with yourself. People cannot relate to you, man. You are unfucking relatable. When you come out here and say, hey, man, I'm the baddest motherfucker to ever live. Okay, great. Well, what am I going to learn from you? You learn from people who are willing to tell you, this is where I started from. This is how much I fell on my fucking ass. This is how bad I used to really be. I still have those moments because why? You're human. We're all jacked up, man. We're all jacked up. And that's what makes my story relatable. I'm willing to let you in to see I'm decently successful now. But I didn't come out like this, man. I didn't come out. That's the story. Is you have to give people just a little bit of hope. There's no hope when they just see greatness in you everywhere. You have to be able to get yourself down to a level of check it out, man. There's hope for you. That's all I'm trying to give you. Just a little bit. We have to break the barriers within our minds, within the world. And it starts with yourself. Mm. It starts with yourself. You got to break the barriers down within yourself and just go there. You got to go there with yourself.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm thinking about right now? I got to fucking wake up tomorrow and do the same shit again. I got to leave this fucking interview and go stretch out for 2.5 hours. I hate that shit. I'm constantly callousing over my victim's mentality that I once had growing up. Every day you have to do this shit. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not going to be a great shot if you pick a gun up a year from now. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly oil that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You got to keep challenging it every day. Greatness is whatever the hell you dreamed of in your own mind. You got to first see it. You got to first create this vision in your mind. And then that's when I come into play. Once you create this vision in your mind, it's how am I going to get there now? And that's when I come into play. But first, you got to create your own vision. And then it's not external. It's the vision created is inside of you. So until you create that, I'm nobody to you. You have to learn, what do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. You have to learn to shut off a phone, shut off a computer, shut off a TV. And it's okay to sit in a room by yourself in a chair and just think about you, where I want to be, where do I see myself tomorrow, the next year from that. And it takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do that nowadays, because you want to be so attached to everything. You want to be so caught up with the world. The world's moving too fast. The world's moving so fast that you're trying to keep up to the point where you lose yourself in the world. So you have to take that time and go to that dark place in your mind and discover who you are.
I lied for people to accept me because I didn't accept myself. Mm. So I would make up stories so then you would accept me into your world. I would, everything I did was for someone else to like me. It wasn't until I started reading my own book about how pathetic I was as a human being. I can blame my dad, I can blame kids at school, I can blame having health issues, ADD, my mom not being around. Great mom, but she was doing her thing.
Right.
I could blame a lot of people. And that's the book I was reading. And I put it off on everybody else. It wasn't until I said, you know what? For me to fix this, I got to read what the fuck is wrong with David Goggins? Not blame anybody. Read my book and say, okay, I'm afraid of my shadow. How can I overcome that? Go in the military, get your ass kicked, do things you hate to do. Be uncomfortable every fucking day of your life. Roger that. I'm not the smartest kid in the world. Okay. Instead of somebody saying, oh, no, you're smart. No, no, don't say that to yourself. I said to myself, no, I'm a dumb motherfucker. Okay, roger that. How you get smarter? Educate yourself. So the things that we run from, we're running from the truth. We're running from the truth, man. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today.
Most people who are failing are trying their fucking ass off.
Yep.
Most people who are failing are being criticized by people who haven't attempted what you're even trying to fail at. So what I'm failing at, so after I did 2,500 pull-ups my first time,
yep,
going for the record.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People were criticizing me.
People who, sitting there eating chips on the couch.
Can't even fucking do a pull-up.
Exactly.
Look at your audience, uh-huh, who's criticizing you, uh-huh, first of all.
Yep.
They're not even in your fucking world.
Yes.
You don't even talk to me.
Yep.
Block them out. That's the first thing.
Yep.
The second thing is, through failure, you get all the fucking answers.
You get all the lessons.
All of them.
Yes.
They're all there.
Yes.
So I was able to go back through and say, okay, this happened, this happened, this was wrong, this was wrong, this was wrong. So I don't even look at failure like, I don't even call it failure.
Yeah.
I don't, because I don't look at it like, oh my God, I failed. No, I look at, okay, like trying to invent the fucking light bulb. I'm afraid to know what's failure. I'm trying to invent a fucking light bulb.
Yeah.
I'm trying to break 4,020 pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
That's failure?
Yeah.
Anything you do along that way is amazing.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta look at failure.
Yeah.
You gotta look at it very differently.
Yeah.
So for me, I have a scrap piece of paper and I'm going back through this stuff. I didn't make the goal.
Yeah.
Okay, boom, boom, boom. The next time I went, I did 3,200 pull-ups. Okay. I'm still 800 shy of the record.
I remember this in the book when you did it.
Fucking 800 shy of the record now. So I went from 25, mm-hmm, to 3,200.
Yep.
And I got to get to 4,020.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah, 21. That's a long way away. Uh-huh. But
and your body's breaking down.
Breaking
and
down, yep, left and right.
Yep.
But I got that whiteboard out again.
Yeah.
And I started writing down, okay, what did I do wrong this time? Mm-hmm. What did I do wrong this time? You cannot look at it as failure. Even though you didn't get what you wanted, all you're doing is examining ways to become successful at this particular thing. You're trying to master something. It's not failure.
Yeah.
You're trying to become the master of, yep, a particular thing.
Yep.
It's not failing.
Yeah.
Whenever you're trying to master something, there's a process. There's a process, and the process may take you a year.
And it's not 2 years. Always winning.
No. And one thing I know is we all have an equation. We all have an equation, like, you know, I talk about 3.14 is pi. There's different equations to figure out different kind of, you know, mathematical problems. We as human beings are mathematical problems.
I started with very small goals. You know, it wasn't like I went out there and, well, I started out real big and I realized that the big goals were just crushing me, you know, because they weren't happening fast enough. And I had to start making big things very small. And I had to take a lot of pride and a lot of satisfaction from the fact that, you know, I had to lose 106 pounds in like less than 3 months.
Wow.
Which was an impossible task for anybody to do. So instead of looking at 106 pounds, man, I was happy to lose a pound. I was happy to run a quarter mile.
That's once again going back to the roots.
going back to who I am, how I became who I am today. And it comes back from hard work. It comes back from having that very minimalistic mindset. And when you're out there, man, and you're 43 and I've accomplished a lot of shit, you're out there with some 20-year-old kids and you're nobody again. Being nobody, there's a lot of power in being nobody. There's a lot of power from going to scratch again and going back out there, picking up a Pulaski and just digging fire line. You're just another guy on the line digging a fire line. And no one, there's no text message. There's no, my God, David, can you sign my book? No, motherfucker. Get your ass out there.
It's like being in Army Ranger School
again,
where all the titles are removed.
That's exactly what it is, man. And I've always lived that lifestyle. I always talk about living day one, week one. Cause I started day one, week one of Buds so many fucking times. And when you hear that, your heart just crumbles like, fuck, day one, week one again, man. I could go through all that shit again. Like I said, it became my new norm. And I found so much growth in that day one, week one mentality. But what I did wrong, I tried to put that mentality on a lot of people and they don't want it.
Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not gonna find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you gotta be quiet. Shut the up, go in a room, stop talking, search your soul, search your mind, search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you gotta go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
I think pushing yourself physically is the number one factor of life. That is the true spot where you can really dive deep into. Life's about self-discipline. It is about self-discipline. We tend to do the things that are easy. And that is, it builds no mental toughness. It builds no mental hardening. It builds nothing. When you work out, working out is where you can build that the fastest. Because it's a constant, it gives you instant feedback. You may not lose the weight you want to real fast, but the discipline it takes, it transfers over to all aspects of your life. It's not, people, man, why are you always working out? Stop looking at it that way. This is the foundation of life. When you look in the mirror, every morning we all look in the mirror to get ready to go to work, to go anywhere. The first thing you see is your reflection. If you don't like what you see in the morning, you lost the war already. It's not about even liking what you see. It's about looking in the mirror and you may start, man, I feel different. That reflection maybe not, that reflection is not everything. It's a feeling you're supposed to get. So you have to, in life, once you leave your house, the war begins. In your house, you have some control. And that reflection in that mirror, you have to control that reflection in the mirror. That's how you start your day. If you leave your house feeling like, okay, I can fight. I've established the mentality to fight. And that all that comes from working out. It's not just from, you know, you can't find that in the office.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with, you have to have pride in yourself. You have to have pride in yourself. You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing. You have to be proud of yourself. And if you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you.
Because you're always going to compromise. You're always going to fold.
Always. I'm very proud of myself. That's why when people said, you know way you can do better than can't hurt me. Roger that. We'll fucking see. It's that pride that wakes you up. Now I'm not talking about bad pride. The attention to detail for the human being I want to do. I call this thing, like, I want to be the standard. I want to be that guy. Like, every place I went in the military, there was this ethos about how this place is, how we're going to live, how we're going to represent ourselves. And I walked around and I saw that most people didn't live up to that ethos.
The human mind is the most amazing thing ever.
That's insane.
And I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's fucked up. That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a fucking pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're going to judge me and I'm going to feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their fucked up world better than you have. That's all they've done. So once I realized that, if you want to sit back, like for instance, there's all these things that are on TV and we have all these news people judging people who fuck up in life. And yeah, they made big mistakes. But that person who is judging you on TV, I guarantee you that news person is saying, I'm glad that my shit didn't come out, but I'm going to judge the hell out of you. I know that about people. So if you want to sit back and judge how jacked up I was and how messed up my life was, Merry Christmas. Go for it. Have a good time. But I'm smiling at you right now, knowing you have a secret that you're not willing to share. It gives you a lot of power when you're able to go on a podcast this big and say, hey, tell me, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I no longer care. And that is a lot of power in that, to be able to put your life on a billboard for the whole world to see and say, judge it, man. Judge it. Like, just me talking about it makes me feel good. And that's another thing about it. When you are willing to talk about how jacked up you are, the strength, that big rock that you carry, it just starts to come off you. It just starts to come off. That's why I do it so often. I'm like, hey, man, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of not telling you shit. I'm tired of lying about how good I'm not. And everybody has a limit. But find it first.
You got a limit?
I haven't found it yet.
I don't think you have.
I haven't found it yet.
It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
I
haven't found it yet. I find it at times, but what happens is I then figure out how to get around it, through it, above it, climb over it. So those limits, I'm always, that's what I said, I taught myself how to fail. I'm always skirting on that like limit of like, okay, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there, I'm there. Okay, I failed. But I was right there. What did I miss? What the fuck did I miss? Oh, that's what I fucking missed. And then it happens.
This person was not built. This person was not made by God. Mm-hmm. This person was built. I made this person. I made this person by diving into the insecurities that life gave me. Because now they're yours. They're yours to own. If you're not smart, call yourself dumb. It's okay. Because you are. But take that now as you're putting yourself down. If you're fat, call yourself fat. I used to be 300 pounds. Mm. We want to talk so soft to ourselves. We're looking for that recovery day. And that recovery day is everything in your life. Everything in your life is a recovery day. We're looking for it. It's not coming. It's not coming. Mm-hmm. Get over that recovery day. And that's the mentality I took with me. And what happened through that process was all the frivolous things of life started to float away. I used to tell people lies so they would like me. Because I was so insecure. When you start to build yourself up and start to have the one thing that we don't have is confidence.
Yep.
Real, authentic confidence from hard work. Everything else goes away. You no longer look to other people for your self-esteem.
Validation.
That's right.
For, yeah.
You now know. I walk in the room now and I know the hours and years and decades I put into David Goggins. That's something, it's not on the wall. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal around your neck. It is actually a feeling in your heart. And people go, why don't you ever smile? I don't have to.
Yeah,
I do have a stoic look on my face. I'm a very focused person. But the feeling I have in my soul and in my heart, that's why I need to smile.
I'm a guy who wants to make people better. For people to get better, I have to continuously get better myself. For me to do that, I can't just say, oh, I have this resume. The resume is there forever. I'm good. I have to cap my success because for me to help people out, I can't just say I did it once and I'm good. I have to continue to reinvent the wheel of the mind and figure out more and more ways for you to pull. Because if I have a cookie cutter message, it may hit 5 people out of 25. You just failed.
my message needs to be in a way where I can hit all 25 people. It needs to be broad enough to where all 25 people may not like the message, but they're getting something from it. And that is evolution. You must continue to evolve. And you don't evolve, for me, in my job, unless I cap myself somewhere and say, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You made this much money. Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. So for me, I must cap myself so I can come back with better, more unique knowledge versus the all that cookie cutter knowledge that's out there. That's why people buy the books I have, because it's not cookie cutter. It's real knowledge. Yes, I run every single morning. So that's
what time are you up? When are you waking up?
I'm up about 5:30. So every morning starts with a run. And that's because that's the one thing I hate to do more than anything in the world. So that's like my cup of coffee. And I'm all about armoring yourself. So the second you leave your house, and the second you open your phone, the second you do any of that, you are now letting in poison and cancer. So I make sure a lot of things you can't avoid. So as I get up, I start to armor plate my mind and body. Like a person's going to war, you put your body armor on. That's what I'm doing on that run. I'm waking up and I'm giving myself all this armor. So when I come out in the world, now look at that phone, I'm ready. I'm not waking up late. I'm not rushing around. I'm not disorganized, because I know I'm going to get hit in the mouth. There's an art to getting hit in the mouth. And that is why these things are important. You have to wake up and you have to give yourself belief. You have to give yourself confidence. So that it starts with that run. So after the run, I come home, I eat something small.
How long's the run typically at the moment?
Nowhere under 12 miles. So 12 miles is the minimum. So that's the thing about it. Don't do everything in your life for money. Don't do everything. Yes, we need it to survive. There's a great drive and passion behind doing things for the mind and the soul. There's a great drive in that. Everybody goes, man, you talk with such passion. This is a life. This is my life. So that's what I want people to get from all this stuff, man. Like, there's something inside you. The brain is the most powerful thing. The mind is the most powerful thing that we have. It's not your phone. It's not the computer. It's not anything. It's your mind. And if you can tap into that, you can come from the daggone roots of hell and become such a great seed, a powerful seed that can grow into some great daggone garden. And people don't get that. It's all up here. The power and the magic's up here. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like, for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people are like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
I have to tell this young man or woman,
that the only way I believe, and this is my experience in life, the only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't. But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives and they have great kids. Their kids go to college and all sorts of stuff. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey. And I would tell this young person, you got to start your journey. It may suck, but it will come out the other side where you're coasting.
You have to know what uncomfortable feels like. So when you're pushing someone to that place, you know how to talk them through it. Because if you haven't experienced it and you haven't gotten the knowledge from it, it is impossible to push someone there. Because the second they get uncomfortable, you are now uncomfortable. You are now in your feelings. You are now feeling bad for this person. You now feel that they're uncomfortable because you don't know how to walk them through the uncomfort. And that is the most important thing that you have to learn, is there is theorists and there's practitioners. A lot of theorists will tell you how uncomfortable feels. The practitioners are the ones that have experienced uncomfortable, and they know exactly the steps on how to get through being uncomfortable. So then you now have the science about it.
I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splint stress fractures. I use all that for motivation versus negativity. I use it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this fucking earth would still be going right now? You are. You are. You gotta be the hardest fucker on the planet. Is it true? I don't give a fuck. At that time, right, it got me to the finish line of that fucking race. I believed it. I believe it today. I believed it enough to where my body said, he's not gonna stop. And that's, I took all the negative things, I need to go to the hospital, this and that, and I used it all. Who the hell could even get on that chair? You did. Who the hell would even think about taping stress fractures up? You did. All those things I used for motivation.
So think about it, when I say suffering, people cringe. People, that's the one word, whenever I post about it, people cringe. It's not about suffering, how people may look at suffering. Like you have to just go to a place that just every day of your life is suffering. You have to tap into suffering every day of your life because we have so much scarring that we have to clean up. You have to look at suffering as almost like I look at failure. To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. All the answers are in there. You don't have to live in suffering and pain and failure all the time. You have to learn, I need to visit it. Like people hate working out. You're only gonna visit working out maybe an hour a day. 23 other hours of the day, you're not in it. But how you become in shape is you must visit suffering, visit working out 1 hour a day. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there. They are in there. Within the suffering, go in there, and I call it the live autopsy. The live autopsy. How you find out someone died, they crack you open after you're dead. How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain, crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're fucking dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering, go into the pain of your life and say, why did this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee you, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain, in the scarring.
are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Visit them for at least an hour a day. Study them. And then you'll find out more about yourself. You will then grow. So don't look at it as every day I suffer. Go into it an hour a day. Learn from yourself. Learn from life. Learn from your failures. Learn from your insecurities. Learn from your self-doubt. And that's why so many people are lost when I start talking. You have the right. You're lucky that you don't have to think like warriors think. You're very privileged. I chose this world to be a warrior, and I would choose it again if I came back to this world. But the mentality of a warrior is very different than normal mentality.
Yeah. When someone's lacking confidence in themselves, what's the answer you would give them if they're like, how do I gain more confidence?
It starts with yourself, man. You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge. All you want to do is go back to what made you confidence or what gave you confidence. Is that happy spot? No. What gives you confidence, what gave me confidence, was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own. Realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. I used to stutter severely bad. So right now, I don't know how many people are gonna watch this. You know what gives me confidence? Is knowing I no longer care if I sit or start stuttering to you.
Yeah.
That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them, and facing them, and facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's getting built. But people want an easier answer.
Yeah.
There has to be an easier way. There's not. I'm sorry. I searched for it my entire life.
You cheated.
I did.
You lied.
I did everything. And I still felt empty. Mm-hmm. I coach a lot of people nowadays, billionaires, who call me on the phone and say, man, I'm still missing something. It's because they did what they were good at. And they have this beautiful family, two, three houses, cars, everything. Has everything in the world. On the outside looking in, like, my God, man, how can you be unhappy? I walk around with a backpack with all my stuff in it, right, and no
right,
car.
Right.
And I walk around, happiest person in the world, have nothing. Happy as hell. It's because I found out the whole key to life. It's not in all that. You have to face yourself. So many people live to be 100 years old and they die miserable, having everything, because they never examined. I call it my live autopsy. You never examine this. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. If I start talking like this, people go, man, you know, I don't know. It's the truth, man.
Yeah, it is true.
It's all up here. You just got to be willing to go and face it. What I realized on my journey was a lot of us don't believe that we can achieve the impossible. And along my journey, I started realizing, man, I got to fucking tell some people about this shit, man. Like, I discovered something that some people have, but they don't even fucking know. All of us have it. But along this way, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't a theorist. I became a practitioner. And I was like, my God, I'm busting down so many barriers of, like, I have a learning disability. Okay. But I'm catching up with everybody. I figured that out. I figured out all these negative things in my life that were keeping me in this hole. I'm like, I got to tell people, man, that, hang on a second, man. You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need, like, a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talked about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. This isn't like some five-step process where if you do these five fucking steps, you're going to end up with this magical world. No. I'm basically teaching you how to callous over
your victim's mentality. I'm teaching you how to, like, I did 67,000 pull-ups in training for the pull-up record. I was seriously calloused in my hands to protect them. What I'm trying to do with people is teach them how to find more of themselves to where they empower themselves. I'm all about the underdog.
And that's where it, and you realize through hard work, you can do, you can outwork anybody, mm-hmm. no matter how badass they are. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
Yeah. What is possible for a human being? You don't need to have a great family. You don't need to be smart. If you have work ethic, and you are willing to outwork the mother inside you, you can do absolutely whatever you want in life. And that is my biggest treasure that I have, is what I have up here in my brain. What I've found out, what I learned through this journey, man, it's not for sale. It took too much. It took too much grind, man. It took too much grit to develop this mind and to have this power I have now. I'm not a theorist. I'm not a theorist. I don't read a book about how a mother used his mind. I'm a practitioner. I put myself in hell repeatedly, like a sword. How you make it? You put in the fire, you beat the shit out of it. And that's what I did with my mind, man. So that's what I take the most pride of right there.
My biggest advice to give everybody in the world is, like I say, we live in an external world. Everything is you got to see it, touch it. It's external. If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself, stop listening to people who are calling you fat, nigger, everything that is makes no sense. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you got to flush it out. You got to just be whoever the hell God or whatever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You got to take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself.
Well, I believe that you have to build belief. Belief is like, there's an after school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself, and that's all great. But there's also a built belief. And the built belief is one where you are constantly, like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can. So it correlates. And that's how this piece of shit kid I once thought I was built belief by saying, I was in 3 hell weeks. I went to Ranger school. I tried out for Delta Selection.
Undeniable stack of proof.
That is proof, motherfucker. So whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
When you figure this out on your own, the amount of pride and dignity and self-respect you have. That's why I walk around the streets with a backpack and just like, I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
You figure it out by going inside yourself, by callousing over the victim's mentality. You're always a victim, even if you have everything in life, until you realize what you've achieved. You have to first realize what you've achieved.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Mm. And I find it fascinating. I'm fascinated because I'll be in these moments. I put these guys on some fucking pedestal.
Yeah. Which people do with you?
They do with me, and they shouldn't. And I was this guy who was a piece of shit looking at these, my God, how are you guys? It's amazing. But once I worked my way up there, I said, my God, man, we can all compete, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So do I like suffering? I like suffering in the way that is competitive,
yep.
That brings out the absolute best in me and in everybody else. Mm-hmm. So like, I want to see a man be defeated. Mm-hmm. I want to see a man get broken and say, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I love these men. Mm-hmm. These men I love, but there's very few of them. Mm-hmm. There's very few of them. And there's very few that are willing to go there
more than once. Mm. A lot of people, even people who've gone through special ops, it kicks the shit out of them to a point where in their mind, what got me bad in pararescue was when I was going through it, I said, I'm only gonna do this one time. Mm. And so many people in special ops, whether they believe it or not, in anything, fuck special ops in anything, that's hard. I'm only doing this one time. Mm-hmm. Once you say that, you fuck yourself. Once you figure out that you're in a race amongst billions of people that live in this world, you're in a race by yourself. You have a purpose, and it's your purpose, not everybody else's purpose. It is your purpose and only your purpose, and it's your race. So then you're like, hey man, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing it the best of my ability. What's next? There's no longer these small increments to get through life. Because once you figure out why you're here, it just becomes a process. Like the mind is the most powerful thing in the world. In the world.
It is.
It is so amazing that I used to be a 300-pound guy, and I thought that was it. Could barely read, do anything. And now, that what was inside that person was this guy that's in front of you today. That's how scary the mind is. And that's what I started realizing through this journey, is that once I got a taste of, wow, man, I haven't even begun to crack what the mind is capable of. And what I started realizing is on the other end of suffering, that's the real growth of life, because you realize how the mind processes shit. And I talk about another thing called theory and practice. A lot of people are theorists. These smart guys that read these fucking books and shit, man, and they sit down and they tell you what the mind is supposed to do. And a lot of us listen to that shit. It becomes like, this is it, man. This old man who has been studying the mind forever, this is the cap that we have. By being a practitioner, I went out and realized a lot of these guys are so wrong, man. The mind has capabilities that are so unknown, and I found that through suffering. And there's a whole nother world on the other end of that. You can be me, which, am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Around 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, you did it again today. You a bad boy. Because that shit sucks. I have about a couple minutes of that when I got the carrot. The second I lay down and go to bed, the carrot's gone, because I'm waking up all through the night to check the work I did that day. Did I get this drug right? Did I get this right? Did I get that right? What did I do? Oh my God, I'm already losing it. For me to get confidence, because confidence is the building block of where I'm trying to go, for me to gain confidence in myself, this fucked up kid has got to do a lot of fucked up shit to gain confidence. And along the way, the stutter went away and I gained confidence. And now my life is a little bit more, there's no balance. There's no balance. It's a little bit more what it should be for a lot of people, but there'll never be balance, because confidence is something that you're constantly, confidence and belief, you're building every day. And so something's got to give. And I'm willing to forgo a lot of things to have that, because I know that is, if you want to give somebody kryptonite, take that shit away from them. So yeah, I don't sleep sometimes, and sometimes I don't eat the right way, and sometimes I don't do this and do that and whatever, man. But you put me in a room of 10,000 people any time of the day, and I walk in there thinking I'm with bass motherfucker in here, because I know what it took to be on this stage, and a lot of people will not do that. So that's what it takes. Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Once you put away your phones and your computers and all that shit we have nowadays, yeah, it's great. We're up to date. But your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death, real life shit. You can't Google that shit, man. You're alone. You're alone. You may have a shrink you're going to. You may have a best friend you're going to. But there's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain. And your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways. And it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.